Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Hi, I'm Tom Griffith from Greater Formation. It was early morning on a cold Boston morning, and I was walking up the stairs to meet with our leadership team. Now, I had been pastor of this church for over 20 years, but this day, as I met with the leadership team, I was nervous. I was nervous because I was going to be sharing with them a recent self-discovery. So we gathered together and we sat down, and I said, "I think I'm primarily a coach." And the room went silent. My nervousness went to anxiety at that point. And then a woman started to chuckle a little bit. And when she did, I actually started to feel ashamed because it felt like I was being honest about who I was, but it was maybe not being received very well. And then she said, "No kidding, that's why we're all here." So I went through this spectrum of emotions in a very short time, but that became a life-changing moment for me. What do you do when you realize what you want to be and you need to reposition yourself? So first, what it meant was I primarily started to train leaders as my primary focus. And from that place, I started to do some coaching. So I was pastoring and coaching. And then there came a stage where I started coaching full-time, which is where I started to feel like, that's what I've been made for. Well, that's enough about me. What I want to do is talk to you about you, how you can align your life for powerful impact. Let me make a few simple statements to just get you thinking in some ways. One of the things I like to say is that God's greatest gift to you is you. Now, that isn't how a lot of people think spiritually, because there's greater gifts on the spiritual dimension. I believe that Jesus is the greatest gift of all time. But if he didn't give you you, you don't exist. Well, what's God want to do, or what's God want you to do with this gift he's given you? First, he wants you to open the gift and find out who you really are, all the different aspects of who you are. And he wants you to enjoy that gift. A lot of people aren't enjoying who they are, but that's actually why you've been created, to enjoy who you are and for God to enjoy you enjoying who you are, how he created you. And you enjoy God enjoying you for who you are, and that grows into intimacy. So he wants you to open the gift and to enjoy the gift. And when you open and enjoy, he wants you to take responsibility for the gift or to own it. Well, you can't own what you don't understand. So a lot of people can't take responsibility for things they don't really understand about themselves. So he wants you to own the gift and then from that space to aim it, to start to direct the resources that he's given you, the desires of your heart. And so you're aiming the gift and then eventually to full on invest your life, invest the gift that he's given you for the purpose that he's given you. The good news is, God doesn't want you to be anything other than who you are. You don't have to be anybody else. He created you to be you. There's a bad news with that. The bad news is you can't really sustainably be anything that you're not. You might be able to do it for a short period of time, but you won't be able to sustain it, and you won't experience some of that joy and delight that you could if you are actually being yourself. You have this unique batch of deposits and things have been formed in you through time that you can actually give to others. You have capacity to give that to others when you are operating as you really are. So to do that, you want to become clear on your design, how you've been designed, who you are and what you bring to the table. Who you are, your personality, and all those things, and what you actually are bringing to the table. And from that space, you want to move on to understand your purpose. And that's really what you offer the world. This is true for all people. It doesn't have to be some particularly spiritual or some powerful concept. No, it's practical. What do you offer to others? How do you serve them to be of benefit to them? It could be a concrete, it could be plumbing, it could be music, it could be building things, it could be teaching. But understanding what it is that you offer the world opens the doors to really what your life is about. And when you can clearly express who you are and what you offer the world, I believe you're moving in a kind of prophetic power. You're speaking what God imagined and intended when He made you. And when you speak who you are and what you offer the world, that gives God opportunity to bring to you those that He wants to transform through you. Again, that happens best when you are aligned in your life. Now, to do that, to understand kind of your sense of design and purpose, we don't just want to do that. I also want to encourage you to develop some healthy rhythms. Some would call it a rule of life. Healthy rhythms that can give you some space in life, some health, some renewal, some restoration. There's a problem that many of us deal with, and particularly in this day where we're in an onslaught of things happening, or information coming our way, or needs or opportunities. There's a thing that when I talk to people and ask them, like, how are you doing? Almost everybody says the same thing. Well, I've been really busy lately, or there's a lot on my plate. And I've come to want to take that more seriously, and I submit to you that it would be beneficial also. I use the term not just busyness. I like to add a word to that, insidious busyness. And insidiousness means that the word means that there is a gradual proceeding of subtle ways with harmful effects. If you find yourself unable to do the things you want to do or to do the things that you believe God has you doing because you are so busy, that busyness is insidious. It kind of creeps in. It can come in slowly. It can come in. It feels like you're a victim to all the things that are happening. And that busyness that you feel like you'll do best just to get things done, actually, that's not the answer. The answer is going to be to prune some things out. To develop some rhythms that include restoration, that include renewal, that allow you to breathe, that create a spaciousness in your life. So you are to work and to do things, but you're also to be healthy and to address those things. When we're moving too fast, what starts to happen is crumbling. It's kind of like what we ultimately want is a life where everything's integrated and moving in a direction. But when that's unhealthy, it's not integrated, you start to disintegrate physically, emotionally, spiritually. Those things start to crumble. When you have a clear purpose and you have a sense that you want to now develop healthy rhythms, you can do both of those in a way that is sustainable, where you're actually growing. Let's get down to some of the practicalities. How do you do these things? How do you handle that insidious busyness? How do you develop that clarity of your design? How do you grow in your understanding of your purpose and what you offer the world? Well, let's talk about discovering your design from God. When you understand who you are, it actually can help you stand up with a sense of self, with a sense of thankfulness, with a sense of joy. And I often will use an acronym that I got from a man named Rick Warren back in the 1980s. And I've not really read anything that he wrote about it, but when I heard the acronym, it worked for me. And so part of what I want to encourage you to consider is what I'll say is your shape. And your shape has these words in it, your spiritual function or your spiritual gifting. I'll talk about each one of these. Secondly, your heart passions, your heart desires. Third are your abilities. And those are the things that you do that you're good at and that you like to do. Those are actually the kinds of things that people pay you money for. They don't usually pay you money for your heart passions. They pay you money for what you can actually do for them. The P in shape stands for your personality. And that's a unique thing. There's nobody very much like you and your personality. Even your relatives, you have a distinct and a uniqueness. And then the last letter is your experiences. And your experiences are possibly the most powerful forming agents in your life. the great experiences and the really hard experiences. We often grow in the hard ones. Well, let me go back and touch each one of those a little bit more. Your spiritual function. I like to look at a passage in Ephesians chapter 4. It says that when Jesus is ascending to heaven, it says he gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers. And so some people are entrepreneurs. That's the apostolic kind of gifting, that they start things. They have new ways and break into new territories. They can start businesses, or they can expand businesses cross-culturally. That might be how you function. Or you could be kind of a prophetic person, and they have a sense of, like, they're always concerned about what does God want to do? And they tend to be worshipers and prayers and intercessors. Sometimes they're seers. They can discern things, and they have a heart for social justice. Now, those are pretty different. Well, let's throw in the third one, the kind of evangelist. They're people who are gatherers. They're salespeople. They're somebody, they could have like a pen, and they're somebody who, when they find a good pen, they tell everybody about it. They're the expanders. They're the ones who say, come on into this. This is awesome. They're the networkers. Is that you? Could be that what you are is that shepherd, and a shepherd is a caregiver and a community builder. They're after healing, people being whole, relating to each other well. They could be nurses, or they could be pastors, or but they're the kind of people, when you go to them, they take care of you. They help you feel more holistic and round might be a word for it. Or you could be that teacher, and that teacher is somebody who's continually making things practical and clear, helping people take concrete steps. See, just those five kind of areas of spiritual enablement, spiritual gifting, spiritual function, when you're clear about the top one or two of those, you're already in a pretty unique space. If you're somebody who opens new territories, you're not going to want to be in just a simple caregiving environment. If you're a caregiver, you're going to be intimidated possibly by going into other countries or starting new businesses. When you recognize how those things work in your life, that helps you to understand where you might be going. That second idea of heart passions, now we're adding another layer that makes you very unique. What are the things that inspire you, that you find yourself reading about them all the time? You find yourself talking about it all the time. You don't have to. Those are the kind of things that actually, when you're doing it, when you're reading, talking about it, it's like a musician playing music. They look up and 3 hours went by and they go, what? Because they're in kind of the zone of their heart passions. So one of those things is what inspires you? But another way to understand your heart passions are, what are the things that just kind of tick you off? This shouldn't be. This has to be stopped. That can be another motivation for how you live. That heart passion means you are to be in a situation that puts an end to that. So again, it could be your spiritual function, but then your heart passions could be things of, you could have a heart passion for doing things really well, for things be administrated well. Well, that might be really helpful to the person who breaks into new territories, or it could be a person who breaks into new territories and brings clear administration. Or it could be that your heart passion is that everybody feel good about themselves. So you're about communication, making sure nobody's left out. Notice how all of these different things, spiritual functions, and then your heart passions, the things that inspire you, they start to make you unique. Some ways they overlap, in some ways they make you very different from anybody else. Now, your abilities are those kinds of things that you can do practically, that others can access you. It could be, again, administration. It could be you're good with your hands. It could be that you're fast runner. It could be that you're strong. It could be that you can solve problems. Whatever those kind of abilities are the things that often will help people to access you as a benefit to their life. You can help people with sales or whatever those abilities, those practical, transferable abilities, help people to receive you and access what you have to offer. Your personality shapes kind of how you do it. And so if you're an extroverted person, you're going to do it with a lot of talk. Sometimes we think they're the real leaders. Not necessarily. You might be very introverted and you're thoughtful, you clarify things. that particularly relates to some people better than the big effervescent personality? Could be that you're familiar with things like the Enneagram or Myers and Briggs, and you understand how you process information. You understand what kind of things motivate you on the internal personality level. That too. Think about all those terms we just came up with and how your personality is going to make you very different from an expression of somebody else who might have similar strengths or abilities, but they don't have your personality. And then we come down to that last situation or that last letter of experiences. And that's one of the most powerful things because your experiences, there's nobody on the planet who's had the experiences that you have. And those experiences can be used to form you. Some of them have broken you, and you need to visit those and learn from them and allow them to become places of strength. They can often even become places of authority where you can help others who've had those experiences. But when you put all those things, that shape together, how God has formed you, now you're in a situation where you understand your design and you can, what I call, say it and pray it. You can say, this is how I understand myself. And you can get feedback from other people. So you're saying those things, or you're even praying, saying, Lord, thank you that you've used these things to form me and made me very unique. But I also want to talk about that you may understand that about yourself, but that's not the only reason that you're on the planet. Some of it is your purpose. And your purpose really is has to do with what it is that you offer the world. And so simple ways to think about that would be, who are you called to help build? And that could be people that you have an affinity with, that you just get along with them, or you have that kind of rapport, or it could be people that you have a burden to help them, that you recognize their need, and for some reason that thing just beats in your heart, and those are the people you want to help. Or it could be people that you are particularly effective in helping. Could be that they have come from a similar life space, or that you have particular know-how how to help them. But the question is, who are you called to serve and build? And the second is, what kind of difference do you make in when you do help them? Could be that you're a plumber and you help people's plumbing to get clarified. Or whatever the thing is, what's the difference that you make? I like to describe when we're declaring what it is we offer the world, we talk about who we help and to go from where to where. People struggling with these issues and these problems are going to be transformed to this kind of a life because of what I can do to serve them. Again, the more practical, the better. Fourth is, how do you help them? How do you do it? So you might want these people to help. And the question is, what do you actually do that will help them to go from here to here? Do you do it by writing things? Do you do it by speaking to them? Do you do it by actually helping them do things very practically? And but when you clarify that, when you clarify that purpose of who you help to go from here to where and how you do it, now that clarity opens up new things. We've already clarified kind of our design. Now we're clarifying what it is we offer the world. That helps us to make good decisions. You have opportunities that come your way. You can say yes, you can say no, or you can say, this is going to require some more consideration, but it's based on your design and your purpose. It's not just based on what kind of resource it might do. That might be part of it, but it really helps you to make good decisions. It helps you to know what kind of training you need, what kind of investments to make, whether that's in schooling or in coaching, because you want to grow and become better in the areas of your purpose and your strength. It can help you be accountable with yourself and accountable to God for all that He's given you, right? His greatest gift to you is you. Now you're accountable to the investment of that. In scripture, it's called parable of the talents that Jesus described. You want to be accountable to Him, accountable to like actually do with your life what you've been given to do. And then from that space, you can actually also pray what I'll call open door prayers. Because when you say, this is who I am, this is what I believe my purpose is, God, will you open doors so that I can do those things? And as you do that over time, when you find a sense of your person and your purpose, and you are consistent with that over time, you build competence. See, competence isn't just a short-term game. Real competence includes maturity. And that happens by doing the same, growing in the same thing for a long period of time. You're going to grow in competence, and from that, you get functional confidence. And not just do you have a confident life, a confident kind of like personality, but no, your confidence is built on the competence, which is built on the alignment of your design and your purpose flowing together in a kind of a healthy way. Once your foundation is clear, you can develop an ordered life that feels energized, that's satisfying, that's sustainable, and that has impact. It really takes some intentionality to do that. When you have that, now you can step into life boldly. That boldness is coming from alignment, and that alignment and boldness creates powerful impact. So here's the thing. Given everything that I shared, let's start to land this plane. What do you think you might want to give your attention to? Could be that you need to receive that gift. Remember, receive it, enjoy it, own it, aim it, invest it. Maybe that's what sticks out to you. Could be that you want to clarify your design, your shape. Could be that you feel like I need to surface that sense of clear purpose in my life. What is it that I have to offer the world, and who is it that I help? Or it could be that you need to work on, that you need to develop some healthy rhythms, some ways to breathe, some ways to get rest, recreation, some ways for you to get free, to have spaciousness in your life, a life that has focus, that has purpose, and that has impact, and also has spaciousness. I'm telling you, that is a healthy kind of a lifestyle. That's what I believe God has for you. That's how you can overcome insidious busyness. That's how you can feel like I am who I am by the grace of God. I do what I do by the grace of God. It's not all on my shoulders. I have some freedom and I live my life. So let's get back to that strange morning where I was meeting with that leadership team that changed the course of my life. I don't want you to be in a place where you're just kind of wandering, or that you're trying to create a way that doesn't really fit you. I can help you to get clear, get focused, and be fruitful. I promise you can be there. Those steps that I've outlined, if you just employ those, I assure you it will benefit you, and you can use those steps to bring greater clarity to your life. But if you'd like help from doing that, I just want you to know this is why actually I'm on the planet. That's just the alignment and how God uses me. I can help you get clear, get focused, and be fruitful. So if you'd like to connect with me, you can go to my website, which is greaterformation.com, or you could send me an email, and that would be tom@greaterformation.com. Because I want you to know again, you can have a life that is aligned, focused, spacious, and powerful. Have a great day.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.